Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Donald Trump has become so politically toxic, and I know for a lot of us living in the real world, he's always been really politically toxic, or just toxic in general, because he's a bad human being, right? Because of the things he does to women, the things he says about women, his felonies, the hateful rhetoric he uses, just to name a few examples. But obviously, he wins the election, and culturally, like, he's, you know, very popular. A lot of people are coming out of the woodworks and saying, you know, I love Trump, I support Trump. Well, now Donald Trump is more unpopular objectively than he has ever been. He's equally, if not more unpopular than he was just after January 6th. And so there's been so much blowback if you are seen with Donald J. Trump, which is good. It's how it should be. This guy's a bad human being who doesn't care about the United States. And I want to show you a few things, because recently, the quarterback for the New York Giants, Jackson Dart, he introduced Donald Trump. And this has caused chaos within the Giants organization. Take a look at this video.
Please welcome starting quarterback of the New York Giants, Jackson Dart.
Now I'm going to cut the audio there. We can keep watching just because a lot of the audio is copyrighted. But Jackson Dart ends up coming up.
Big blue, go big blue, go big blue, go big blue.
What an honor, what a privilege it is to be here. And without further ado, I'm grateful, I'm honored, I'm pleasured to introduce the 45th and 47th President of the United States of America.
So Jackson Dart introduces Donald Trump, and it throws his organization, he's supposed to be a leader on his football team, into chaos. I'm going to show you his teammates' responses, but really quickly, this was him the other day at the press conference. Take a listen.
Appreciate y'all being here. I understand that there's probably going to be questions that involve off-the-field topics, and for that, I have a statement, and I hope I can answer as many of those questions that y'all may have. And I ask that can talk about football after that, and I hope that you know, we can understand and respect that from each other. You know, obviously this was a unique opportunity, you know, being asked and given the opportunity to introduce the President of the United States. You know, my thinking was pretty simple, in the fact of, you know, I've always loved this country. I have extended family members who have fought in wars. I have two uncles who have retired from the Air Force Academy and served themselves. I even have a great-grandfather who served as Secretary of Treasury at some point. So the president position has always been a position that I've well respected, regardless of political affiliation.
Yeah, but here's the thing, Jackson Dart. It's far more than political affiliation, right? And the suggestion that, oh, I did this because I love my country. It's like, I love my country a lot, too. I'm incredibly patriotic. That's why I do what I do. And Donald Trump is anti-American to his core. The outward corruption, the things we're seeing with ICE, the way he rips apart our Constitution, the $1.776 billion slush fund, whatever it is. And so this is absurd. And in fact, I remember one time when a black man kneeled and the entire right-wing world lost their damn minds. They stopped watching the NFL because Colin Kaepernick took a knee and they freaked the hell out. But Jackson Dart, it's, oh my God, you know, don't worry about political affiliation, blah, 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 blah. It's absurd. I'm going to show you the responses from his teammates in a second. But this also relates to other things we've seen with Donald Trump culturally, right? This is an article from the Rolling Stone, excuse me. Young MC says artists were not told about any political involvement with Freedom 250, the Great American State Fair, before the lineup was announced. Quote, I had no idea it was even considered. a Trump-backed event. See, Donald Trump is trying to have this Freedom 250 event, essentially this concert on the South Lawn. And it's gone into, essentially, as this Daily Mail article puts it, has been engulfed in chaos because all of the top headliners have pulled out, apparently. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Because apparently they were under the impression it was a nonpartisan event. They start learning it's pro-Trump and they're like, I'm out, I can't do this. Not just because, oh, I'm going to get blowback from my audience, but like they don't like Donald Trump. They're like, Donald Trump is a bad human being. I don't want to perform for Trump. I thought this was just America in general, a nonpartisan event. Also, before we go further, if you've made it this far, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. I'm traveling right now, so my setup might look a little different, but I wanted to bring this video to you guys. So if you appreciate the work I do, it means a lot if you check out my YouTube channel down below, and also make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. You guys, truly, I appreciate, excuse me, all the support lately. So, again, you look at some of the people who have canceled. Young MC, gone. McBride, gone. Gone. Brett Michaels, gone. Morris Day, gone. You still have Flo Rida and Vanilla Ice at the moment. Wow, Vanilla Ice. I can't wait. That was sarcasm. But seriously, like, this whole thing has turned into chaos. Let me tell you a little bit about it, and we'll go back to Jackson Dart's teammates. Red, White, and Trump, How America's 250th is Drawing a Controversy. President Trump is eagerly celebrating America's 250th birthday in a big way, taking extraordinary steps to incorporate his brand and likeness into the celebrations and courting controversy along the way. Trump's actions, which include hosting a UFC fight on the White House lawn and efforts to put his face on the $250 bill, have raised accusations that he is politicizing events meant to celebrate the nation's birth. Really? You don't say. Just this past week, at a White House cabinet meeting, Trump promoted big red $55 hats sold by his family company in honor of America's 250th birthday, because, of course, have to enrich himself. Hats, phones, shoes, Bibles, cryptocurrencies, whatever it is. And in the span of 2 days, performers were announced for a two-week-long National Mall event, and many quickly withdrew their participation, claiming they were misled about the political nature of it. So we will see what happens now. But obviously, this article goes on with a presidential historian arguing that other presidents have put their spin on American's birthday, and now Trump is taking his own, quote, traditional and unique approach. I think that's putting it a little lightly, Craig. I mean, the guy's a raging effing narcissist. He only cares about himself, and he's enriching himself, of course, based on these events, because the corruption is out in the open. Let's listen to Abdul Carter. I thought this 47-second clip so well said. This is from Jackson Dart's teammates. Take a listen.
First off, I'm going to say that some things are bigger than football, and this is one of those things. Jackson is one of our leaders. He's the face of our franchise. He not only represents himself and what he does, but he represents all of us, and that goes for anybody who wears a Giants uniform. But if he chooses to align himself with a man like President Trump, it's my responsibility, based on what I believe and what I stand on, to not only show my teammates that I'm against that, but to show the world. And that doesn't mean that we have to spread hate. It doesn't mean that me and Jackson hate each other or we have beef. I sit next to Jackson every day, every team meeting, we close, we talk. You know, we just, as long as we make sure we got the same goal as a team and our goals aligned, which they do, and I feel like that's all that matters. So I just want to move past this, and yeah, that's it.
When I first saw this, my first thought was, wow, first of all, really well said. And because it was really well said, compare this statement to literally any Republican elected official. It'll make your head explode. You realize this is actual leadership quality right here, what Abdul Carter is showing. A statement that is very thought out, that's very thoughtful, that's very respectful. And it's crazy when I watch something like this and I go, oh my God, this is actual. I forget that, like, I almost forget that we really, truly do not have a single person on the Republican side of the aisle that has any type of leadership qualities. Abdul Carter here showing far more leadership ability and qualities than any elected Republican official. Let's listen to Jameis Winston here.
To support each other, we have to promote love, because love is a stronger feeling than hate. And eliminate these unwanted opinions. Everybody has something to say, but how many people are willing to act on change? How many people are willing to be the change that they desire to see, instead of just point a finger and say, oh, he said this, let's cancel him. Oh my God, he believes this. Oh, we gotta get him. That was uncomfortable, wasn't it? And that's how it happens. You educate You grow from it. You build calluses.
Interesting. I'm very curious what you think in the comments down below of Jameis Winston's response here. But again, the Giants being kind of engulfed by this. And I made a TikTok that I will say went a little bit viral that I really liked about this because it made me so angry to see Republicans and conservatives defending this, people on Fox News. Oh my God, like what's wrong? People are so upset about Jackson Dart. Take a listen to this.
Quarterback introduced Donald Trump and everyone's freaking out. He can't just say a few nice words about the president. He can't be MAGA. You people are so soft. Bro, you literally lost your fucking mind and stopped watching your favorite NFL football team because a black man took a knee on the sideline. It was primetime Fox News every single night. LeBron James was like, I don't really like Donald Trump. And Laura Ingraham, primetime Fox News, was like, shut up and dribble. There are 40-year-old men out there who went to their children on Sundays and were like, we're no longer watching the NFL because they introduced the woke shit. What the fuck are you talking about? What happened to all my shut up and dribble people? Ah, I know what happened. Jackson Dart is white. And so Jackson Dart gets a pass because he gets to go up there and glaze the president, glaze your guy, who you're still glazing. While your gas is $5 a gallon, he's tripled his net worth, inflation's exploding, he's selling shoes and phones and Bibles and cryptocurrencies, pardons to the highest bidder. Your life has gotten infinitely worse and you still glaze the guy. And still somehow, after claiming to be, oh, shut up and dribble, I just want to watch sports. When you see Jackson fucking bitch ass Dart go up there, you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. You're a loser.
I like that video personally. I posted it on TikTok and Instagram. I can be a little more, I can be pretty feisty in my short form. Sometimes I'm just at the gas station. I just get worked up. I'm like, man, these people, they're making me angry. Look, if you enjoyed this video, again, it'd mean a lot if you go right down below. Make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Ogden channel. Hit like and check out my YouTube channel. It goes a long way. Once again, I'm traveling. I'm sorry for the kind of weird setup, but I wanted to bring this to you guys. I appreciate you watching this video, and I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.